On Monday at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., Dr. Edgar Mitchell called upon the new Democratic administration under President Barack Obama to end a six-decade-long truth embargo imposed by elements within the United States government and confirm to the American people the reality of an extraterrestrial non-human intelligence engaging the human race. Nick Pope was there and he was speaking at the event and he joins us on the phone tonight. Hi, Nick.
Hello, good evening.
Nick, good to really appreciate it, because obviously I would imagine you've not been back that long, really, have you, from that part of the world?
No, I flew back from Washington, D.C. a couple of days ago, and as you say, I was at this event called the X Conference, and I was at the press conference at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., with Sixth Man on the Moon, Dr. Edgar Mitchell. So, yes, it's been a heck of a week.
And you were speaking there, did you say?
Yes, I was, yes.
Well, that's a real honour for you, though, to be there for that, I would have thought, Nick.
Well, I've spoken at the National Press Club twice before, but this was certainly the first time that I'd shared the podium with an astronaut. I mean, obviously, one of the most famous people on the face of the planet, and, you know, a true hero. I mean, I don't think anyone can really imagine what it must be like doing that. I mean, only 12 people in the history of the world have walked on the face of the moon, and there I was standing alongside one of them and speaking together.
Now, you're talking about a man here who is calling upon the government of the United States to end this truth embargo. What are we to read from that, Nick? I mean, are we saying, is Dr. Edgar Mitchell saying, you know what, they exist and we need to be giving this information out?
Well, it's interesting. Edgar Mitchell is very, very honourable and truthful man, and he's very, very careful to differentiate between what he thinks and what he knows. And he's very clear about this. He says, look, I have no first-hand knowledge of this. He says he's not directly aware that there is an extraterrestrial presence on Earth. He certainly believes that to be the case. He's certainly been told that by a number of people, you know, both officially and unofficially. But he is not one of these people who's standing up and saying, oh, I've seen something,
right,
or I've been told, you know, I've you know, encountered something myself. So his position basically is he believes it. He's been told it at senior level, but he doesn't know it.
Right. This truth embargo, Nick, I mean, is this truth embargo the figment of ufologists' imagination, or is there evidence to support the case that, yes, elements within the American government are withholding information?
The honest answer is that I don't know. And funnily enough, I was having this discussion with a number of people this week. I'm always wary of people who are absolutely certain about things when it comes to these sorts of issues.
Well, you've got Steve Bassett's a real outspoken one on this, isn't he?
Well Steve's a good friend of mine. He's passionate about this subject. He believes in it strongly. But, you know, to my mind, and I say this with someone, as someone with 21 years' experience of having worked for the Ministry of Defence, show me the person who says, I don't know, and that's the person I'm more interested in. Because those are the sorts of people who are generally, I think, not necessarily more honest, but better sort of evaluators of the true situation, because these are such complicated issues. The person that says, look, I honestly don't know, is the sort of person that I pay attention to.
Right. We've got our usual panel of experts in the studio. Guys, feel free if you want to put some questions to Nick, because I've got a couple more that I'd like to fire at him. But being a kind of democratic kind of guy, I'm going to let other people within the panel have a go. Guys, do you want to put a question to Nick while he's with us?
Hi, Nick. It's Rob Bethel, Paraprojects.
Rob, hello.
Sam, hiya. How are you?
Yes, fine, thank you.
Good. One question I would like to ask, and maybe you never got round to speaking to, is it Dr. Mitchell, Edgar Mitchell?
Yes, Dr. Edgar Mitchell.
It is, yeah. Did he not try some telepathic experiments when he was on the moon? This was something that he wanted to do. I think he felt very strongly about it. It's something that I seem to remember reading somewhere.
So you heard about this, Nick?
Yes, indeed. You're absolutely correct. Dr. Mitchell, he wrote about this in his book called The Way of the Explorer. Very much, yes, he was interested in the idea that telepathy might exist, and he was interested to see whether the separation, more separation than any of us can ever really imagine or
Absolutely.
Ever experience, whether that might have a role in this. And he's now, he's interested in a wide range of esoteric subjects. But mm-hmm. he's certainly experimented with that and written about that, and feels that it's something worth looking at.
Thanks, Nick.
Hi, Nick. It's Jerry from Paddle Projects.
Hello.
This current truth disclosure being aimed at the president, are we totally sure that the president knows exactly what's going on?
Well, this is the big question, isn't it?
I mean, could he not be being led astray?
Yeah, I mean, again, the honest answer is we don't know. Certainly, with my experience of highly classified projects, access to this depends generally on two key principles. The first is your security clearance, the level of your clearance. But the second one is the so-called need to know.
Mm.
And that's a very subjective thing. Who's to say? Well, do you have a need to know? So people do debate, people do debate whether even presidents have access to this sort of information. It's interesting, looking back through the history of US presidents and their involvement in the UFO subject. Of course, it's a matter of public record that at least two presidents, Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan, have had UFO sightings themselves. And that's, as I say, it's widely known. There's plenty of information on the internet.
I've got to ask you what your opinion would be on this. There's a very famous story that's cited about Ronald Reagan and Steven Spielberg. Are you familiar with it, Nick?
Yes, I am, yes.
Now, basically, what it was is that, if I've got this right, Reagan attended the premiere of E.T., and he was sat next to Steven Spielberg and leant over to him and said, I bet there's not six people in the room here know how true this is.
Well, that was extremely interesting. I've certainly heard that story too. The other interesting thing about Reagan is that on a number of occasions, Reagan actually trotted out the idea of an extraterrestrial reality in very high-level diplomatic discussions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most famously at a speech at the United Nations, where he said, "Pardon me, I've got a frog in my throat here."
Oh, yeah.
Where he said, and I'm not giving the exact quote, but I hope I've got the essence of it. He said, "I occasionally think how quickly we would set aside our differences if we faced some alien threat from beyond this earth. And yet, I ask myself, is such a threat not already amongst us?"
Right.
Now, he made that speech in front of the United Nations. He also, and one can read this, for example, in President Gorbachev's memoirs, he raised it in bilateral talks with President Gorbachev. And he said, look, you know, America, the Soviet Union, he said, again, you know, if we faced a threat from outside this earth, wouldn't we unite? Wouldn't we regard ourselves not as Americans or Russians, but as citizens of planet Earth?
Mm. The interesting thing is, as well, with Reagan, is it not the case that a lot of his advisors were telling him to stop making references to extraterrestrials in his speeches?
I've heard that, yes. But I think what when one gets to be president, you suddenly get to that level where when your advisors tell you something, you can say, you know what, I'm going to do what I like.
Hiya, Nick. This is Alex from Shiverpool. Just got a quick question for you.
Sure.
For my own part, the idea of extraterrestrial activity, obviously, it's a really interesting subject. I do believe that there are aliens out there, personally. Whether they're amongst us or not, I'm not convinced on that. Where do you stand on it personally? What do you personally believe?
Well, I'm convinced, as are many scientists in the world today, that we can't be alone in this infinite, wonderful universe. The conditions, the laws of physics, the laws of chemistry should be constant, and the factors that have given rise to life here should have given rise to life many, many times elsewhere. Yeah. So I think there's life out there. I think there are probably civilizations out there as well, because actually, if you look in Darwinian terms, intelligence is a pretty good survival strategy.
Yeah.
Some animals to survive get strong, some get fast, some get smart, and that for us has been a pretty good strategy.
Yeah.
So I think there are civilizations out there. Have we been visited? I don't know. I can't rule it out.
The fact that they kind of haven't been down to... Well, they haven't really showed themselves in public. Say, for instance, if they were amongst us, they haven't actually showed themselves. I wonder if this thought has passed through your mind. It's obviously certainly passed through mine. If there is alien life out there, do they view us in the same way, for instance, that we might view an ant? Are we so insignificant that, you know, basically they just don't bother with us?
That could well be the fact, and I've heard, and I'm probably going to misquote it, but I've heard an analogy which says if we're walking past a field of cows and they start mooing at us, do we stop and talk to them? No, we don't. We just walk on by. So maybe that's the analogy. There's another analogy which says, why don't they land on the White House lawn? The answer is probably because we'd start shooting at them.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
That's you know, and but you know, I mean, there are so many variables with all of this. We can't even understand what we do to our fellow human beings down here. How can we possibly get inside alien psychology?
Sure, yeah. Now, we've got to wrap up in a short while, but just coming back to the knowledge of presidents. Post Roswell, who would you say is the most likely of the presidents to have had, at the very least, a strong interest in what was going on, or maybe a president who is likely to know the full picture?
Probably George Bush Sr., because before he was president, he was head of the CIA. So I think he's got all the bases covered. So if anyone knows, it's probably Bush Sr.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Well, listen, Nick, thanks very much for getting in touch with us. Tell us a little bit about, if people want to find out what you're about at the moment, websites, books, anything like that. Fire away, Nick.
NickPope.net. Pretty much everything I'm up to is on that website.
Right, great stuff. Nick, always a pleasure, mate.
Thank you very much.
There it is. That's Nick Pope speaking to us on City Talk 105.9.